This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's all for real.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show as we get ready to close out another week of diving into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. Like I said, if it makes sense for us to talk about it nationally, we do so, but prefer to keep everything right here at home, at the crib, and everything. So, coming up, our final player profiles, heading down south, Henry County, Dutchtown's own quarterback, Michael Johnson, and then on the other side of the ball for the Bulldogs, Dutchtown linebacker, Braylon Jackson. Dutchtown opening up against Decatur this week, and got a chance to catch up with both of these young men. You'll hear those conversations, and I do want to give a shout-out to Coach Battle, Nikita Battle, head coach for Dutchtown. I did catch up with him and actually had him on the high school football scoreboard show that we do on V103 on Saturday mornings. Had him on this past Saturday morning. So, kind of trying to do some, show love by teams, a couple teams per show as they get into the playoffs, because not everybody gets to make it this far. And so as we go through the rounds, we'll try to keep up with a couple of teams and players in doing so. And good luck to everyone as it all gets underway this week. Speaking of which, what I'm looking forward to, the first round matchup I'm going to go check out, which will be featuring Southwest DeKalb taking on Benedictine. So that's the first round matchup I will be at on Friday. Buck Godfrey Stadium on that east side. Be hanging out over there. So that's the first round matchup I'll be looking forward to. Some matchups that you can, if you're not sure, if you want to go catch some, but you're not sure. Some of the ones I found intriguing. In 6A, you've got on the top left quadrant, Westlake and Collins Hill. That's an interesting first round match to me. The top right quadrant, the South Gwinnett Hillgrove, is another interesting matchup for me, McEachern and Newton. That's going to be one of your matchups. That's your 2-3 in the bottom right quadrant that's one of your 2-3s in the bottom right quadrant of 6A. So that's one of the interesting ones. The Buford and East Coweta, your 1-4 in that quadrant, or one of the 1-4s in that quadrant, intriguing. East Coweta is a program that plays tough football. Not one of their best seasons this year. And obviously Buford's just been rolling. But all these teams know, all these coaches, players know, they can't take anyone for granted. They can't look past anyone. So without a doubt, Buford in no shape, form, or fashion is looking past at East Coweta. But I think people just on the outside looking in that just kind of keep up, they may be assuming that Buford's going to kind of, run away with this. I don't think, and they may, But I think this is just one of those situations where East Coweta, if they can hit the iron right, you know, Buford has to, you know, Buford could find themselves in an interesting situation. Another very, very, very intriguing 6A matchup is Mill Creek and Douglas County. Without a doubt, that could easily be a semifinal, heck, a championship matchup. But they are facing off as 2 and 3 seeds in the first round.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Looking forward to seeing how that one pans out for sure, because to get a matchup like that in the first round is amazing. And I know there's, you know, a lot of brackets, so let me just give you a couple other ones. Tri-City, shouts out to Tri-City. Shouts out to Coach Hack getting Tri-City back into the postseason. It's been a very long time. They'll open up with Noonan. I told you about the Lanier and Sprayberry, as well as Dutchtown and Decatur. Milton, they're going to open up with Woodstock. New Manchester and Lakeside Evans, that's going to be one to keep an eye on. One I really, if it wasn't for having to be on V103 at 8 o'clock in the morning, I was very tempted to actually make a drive to Clark Central because they host Houston County. And I know Houston County things started going south for them towards the end. But I think the fact that they've got this new life by getting into the playoffs, you know, really, really impressed with their quarterback. He's had a pretty phenomenal season. I think that's a matchup that's, even though it's a 1-4 with Clark Central being the 1 and Houston County being the 4, that's a matchup that I really was very tempted to make that drive and see. But again, I got to be here at 7 in the morning for V103. So, and typically when I do these games and, you know, I do all my videos and things of that nature, I don't get into bed till like 1 in the morning. So that one would have been kind of tough to do. But I'm going to definitely be monitoring that one. Woodward Academy and Love taking on Lovejoy in the... This is still 5A. This is the upper left quadrant. That's a 1-4, but I'm interested in seeing how that one pans out. And then in that left quadrant, Roswell and River Ridge. River Ridge is a very tough program. Obviously, Roswell coming up as runner-ups in their region to Milton, but that's going to be a very tough game as well. Let me just give you a couple more real quick because we got to get to our player profiles. Let's jump down to 4A. Jackson, Atlanta, and Jonesboro. That's another one I was really like, ooh, that's another good one. That's your 2-3 in your upper right quadrant of 4A and one of your 2-3s. I got to remember to tell you that. I already told you Southwest DeKalb and Benedictine, that's actually the other 2-3, and that's the one I'm going to go see. But that Jonesboro and Jackson, Atlanta, shouts out to Coach Williams, Maynard Jackson, and Coach Timothy Floyd for Jonesboro. Two very good, scrappy football teams and very talented, both teams. That should be an exciting game if you want to go see one. Jonesboro's hosting, so... they do the shared stadiums in Clayco, so you'd probably want to jump on the Clayton County website to see where It could be at Terrace Stadium. If I had to guess, I'd say that one's probably going to be at Terrace Stadium. So there's a few. Again, man, we could do this all. This is a segment in itself, just going through these brackets. And maybe once we get down to 16, the round of 16, maybe we kind of will dive into it a little bit more. Definitely by the time we get down to the Elite Eight, we'll do that. So, again, kicking off this week, good luck to everyone getting underway. All right, player profiles up first. Michael Johnson, Dutchtown quarterback. Got a chance to catch up with him and his teammate, Braylon Jackson, but talk to them separately, actually. First up is my conversation with Michael. Phenomenal season he's having, junior year. And a leap, I mean, a heck of a leap, but, you know, from his sophomore year into his junior year. And I got a chance to talk to him about, you know, the leadership role and then just how his team has been performing this year, especially down the stretch where they won four straight getting into the postseason. And we'll head out to the Wave4.com hotline where Michael joins us now. Michael, first off, man, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here. And congratulations, young man, on the success you've been having so far throughout your high school career.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
No, without a doubt, man. So here it is. You guys wrapped up the regular season. You're headed into the playoffs, but a little bit of a rocky start for you guys, kind of up and down, but then you close out strong. Four straight wins, and again, capture yourself a playoff berth. What stood out to you about your teammates in that final stretch that, you know, you recognized about their efforts and you all's efforts collectively as a team to get that stretch, you know, to get that streak going?
So what stood out to me is, like, how we put those losses in the past, and we worried about just going 1-0 every single week. It's just, like, having our mind and, like, goals on one game at a time. So, like, every single week, you just think about and worry about what we're going to do that game, what we're going, how we're going to do our job and be successful.
All right. And for you, you know, amazing season that you've been having up to this point. Obviously, you look to keep it going. I got a chance to talk to Coach Battle, who really praised you for your leadership growth, you know, your ability to, you know, start relying on your teammates and get them involved. You know, just how important was it for you to take that leap coming into this year in terms of leadership?
My freshman and sophomore year, I didn't really have that type of leadership. This year just feels a little different because I have more control. I have, like, because these guys, I feel like they're just surrounded by me, and, like, I have to pick them up when they're down. Like, I feel like when one is up, we all up. When it's down, we all down. So we just got to keep a great mentality and, like, have that good leadership and pick each other up at certain times when we're feeling down and just keep going.
Spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline, Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Dutchtown quarterback Michael Johnson joining us. Now you guys are getting ready to open up Decatur, first round of the playoffs, man. What do you feel is going to be key over the next week? As you guys, you know, prepare, you know, what's going to be some key things to focus on?
So our key thing for offense is just start out hot and stay hot through the whole game. Mm-hmm. Like, be physical with every single team that we play, be physical with every single man. And basically just do your job and your job only every single play. And if you don't do your job that play, just move on to the next. Forget about that recent play. Defense, they've been doing their thing. They've been locked in, been having their good games. They just got to keep going and being physical with teams, just like how offense is.
Good deal, man. Well, real quick, I want to know, like, I know you've had the opportunity to start getting into visits and things of that nature, man. Just talk about that aspect, man. How's that kind of been going for you? You know, how much fun are you having kind of, you know, that part of this whole process?
Yeah, so the most fun, I would say, is, like, well, the parts is, like, going around the world, seeing new places, meeting new people, figuring out how they live, seeing, like, what they do in their daily life, and just see how a team's practicing, like, how they go through with their life.
All right, and a fun question for you, man. I did a little research. So you got an older sister, and I guess she runs track runs track, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so who's better, you running track or her knocking down a jump shot? You know she's going to hear this now, so be careful.
See, I already know.
No doubt, man. Well, Michael, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here, man. And I want to wish you, your teammates, nothing but success down the stretch here in the playoffs. And obviously wishing you much success throughout the rest of your high school career, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And then on the other side of the ball, his teammate, holding it down for the defense. Braylon Jackson, linebacker. Here's what he had to say about their season and getting ready for a little postseason play.
And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline now, where Braylon is joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braylon, first off, thank you for a couple of minutes out of your time. And, man, congratulations on the success that you've been having throughout your high school career and the success you and your teammates are having as you are now entering into postseason play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. So, first off, let's just talk about the season. Like I said, you guys, a little bit rocky start early on, but then you guys close out strong. What stood out to you about your teammates in that final stretch in which you guys, you know, won the four in a row and secured a playoff berth?
Yes, yes, definitely. We, in that final stretch of the season, we continue to push each other hard in practice. Like, we continue to work very hard in practice and just block out all the outside noise. We had to work hard on assignment football and, you know, just keep watching film and, you know, studying and seeing what we're doing wrong.
All right. And then coming into the season and throughout, how important for you has it been to become more of a vocal leader, especially on that defensive side of the ball?
Yes, that's been very important. At the beginning of the season, we were all fighting, you know, to get on the field. And I realized that being vocal would help me get on the field. And, you know, I realized that it also helped my team become better. When I talk, you know, everybody is on the same page. And I'm glad that we can all be on the same page because we're dangerous when we're all together.
All right, spending time on the WaveForward.com hotline. Braylon Jackson, linebacker for the Dutchtown Bulldogs football team, getting ready for some playoff action. For you individually, was there anything particular that you wanted to make sure, you know, you stay on top of or work on as you all get ready for that first round matchup?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to make sure I continue to, you know, watch film so I can make sure I'm on my assignment at all times. And I just want to make sure that I stay, you know, healthy. We play a lot of games, and, you know, just staying healthy is a big part in going far in the playoffs.
All right. And as a team, starting with the defense, what do you feel is going to be key for helping y'all secure a victory on Friday?
On Friday, I just feel like we need to limit big plays, stop the run, and, you know, force turnovers.
Good deal. All right, last one for you. Braylon Jackson, Dutchtown Bulldogs linebacker, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know you've been getting your visits in collegiately, man. As you're taking these visits, what's going to be important for you when it's time to make that final decision on your commitment?
You know, I'm currently waiting for offers, and I'm trusting the process. But, you know, I'm just interested in a program that, you know, matches what I believe on and off the field.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, Braylon, again, thank you for taking time out of your day, man. Coach Battle is one of my guys, man, so I know he's got a superstar in you, man, and I know he's very proud to have you, man, and just proud of what you guys have been doing down there at Dutchtown. And, again, thank you for your time, man, and wishing you and your guys nothing but success here in the postseason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Come watch me work on Friday at Decatur High School, number 54, Dutchtown High School linebackers.
There it is. There it is, man. Y'all go watch those boys work. Go watch some of these boys work. I don't care where you go. High school football playoffs are here, and it's exciting. That's going to do it for this week. We'll get back at it. Obviously, we'll update you on the second round and who's going to be getting ready for that round of 16. Actually, you know what? I take that back. No show next week because the Hawks are on the West Coast. So we'll be podcast version next week. So make sure you download the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, subscribe to Nights and Weekends. That's where you'll find the Prep Sports Nation podcast next Wednesday night. So when we do come back live in a couple of weeks, we'll get at it. By that time, we'll be at, I guess, the round of the quarterfinals. So fun stuff. Sonny, thank you for holding me down. Thank you, ATL, for rocking with us and showing love to high school sports on Prep Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.